Passing an economic stimulus package is a major priority for President-elect Obama, and he has called for it sooner rather than later. Next week, senators return to Washington for a lame duck session, and NPR's David Wellner joins us now to talk about the question of whether the Senate will take up a stimulus package before the new president comes into office. Hi, David.
Hi, Robert.
In the election, the Democrats won at least 6 more seats in the Senate, and a few races are still unresolved. Of course, in January, they'll have the White House, too, the Senate, the House. What's behind the push for a stimulus bill in November rather than after January 20th?
Well, Robert, I put that same question today to Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid's spokesman, who readily agreed that Democrats will be in a much stronger position come January. But he also said that with so many pressing needs and with a perception that there's been a bailout for Wall Street but not for Main Street, Democrats had to at least try to do something now in a Senate where they have only a 1-seat majority. And if nothing gets done, he said, Republicans will be to blame. So there's a certain amount of putting Republicans on the spot here after their drubbing last week. There's also the grim reality that extended unemployment benefits expire in December if Congress doesn't renew them now. The House voted to do so last month, but the Senate did not.
Before the election, Senate Republicans blocked any action on a stimulus bill that the House had passed. Has there been any change of heart on their part?
Well, if there's been any change of heart, I haven't seen any sign of it, as one Republican senator told me just a couple days after losing his seat last week. We didn't let the Senate Democrats bring up the House stimulus bill before we adjourned for the elections, and we won't let them bring it up now. And even if it were to pass, it would be vetoed by President Bush. You know, Robert, this could really set up a test of how much a now badly weakened Republican minority in the Senate can hang together. And as for a possible Bush veto, supposing the Senate does somehow manage to eke out a stimulus package, there were published reports that the president would drop his opposition to another stimulus only if Congress approved a pending free trade agreement with Colombia. But Congress is very unlikely to do that. And today, the White House denied that President Bush had offered any kind of quid pro quo in his meeting yesterday with President-elect Obama.
Well, from what you're saying, David, passage of an economic stimulus plan in the lame duck session, its approval by the White House as well, this doesn't sound very likely.
Yeah, a Democratic leadership aide in the House told me yesterday that he thinks there's a 40% chance that a stimulus package will be passed during the lame duck, but he admitted it might be a scaled-back version of the $60 billion bill the House passed in September, if one is passed. And that bill might be limited to just extending unemployment benefits or increasing funds for food stamps or getting some more money to states for Medicaid shortfalls, all measures that would have an almost immediate stimulative effect, whereas money for infrastructure rebuilding that the House also approved might not be taken up again until bigger Democratic majorities in both chambers come back in January. That's the more likely time that they deal with the substantial economic stimulus bill that Senator Obama has already called for.
What about the immediate prospects for another pretty big ticket item that a lot of Democrats favor, which is help for the auto industry?
I don't think any such help would be part of a stimulus package, but both Senate Leader Reid and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi strongly back such help, so there could be an effort to amend the $700 billion bailout bill to steer more money to the auto industry.
You've been talking mostly about the Senate. What's the House going to do next week?
Well, the House is not officially coming back next week for a lame duck session. It's more like the House will be here, but on standby. Many of its members will be back next week to deal with sorting out new leadership posts in both parties and working out new committee assignments. But even the House members who may not show up, especially those who are either retiring or who were defeated last week, will also be subject to the call of the chair to convene in lame duck session as well if there's anything to vote on. And as I said, House Speaker Pelosi very much wants a vote on bailing out Detroit's car makers.
Okay, thank you, David.
You're quite welcome, Robert.
NPR's David Wellner on Capitol Hill.